KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports around the area last night, first in girls softball action, Atlantic played two with Glenwood last night. Atlantic won the first game 3-1. Glenwood took the second game 11-5 in girls softball. Also in girls softball last night, it was Cam sweeping a pair from West Harrison, winning 9-6 and 7-6. Harlan defeated Shenandoah twice, 4-0 and 15-5. It was Lewis Central taking two from Clarinda, 5-3 and 9-1. Denison swept a pair from Red Oak, 4-0 and 13-1. Creston took two from St. Albert, 20-0 and 15-0. It was Charter Oak Ute over Kemper Catholic, 4-2. Essex topping Sydney, 13-1. Fremont Mills needed 8 innings to beat Stanton, 9-4. East Mills beat Whiting, 10-6. It was Lennox over Southwest Valley, 10-2. Nottoway Valley topping East Union, 2-0. Glidden Ralston shut out Arweva, 4-0. Mormon Trail beat Orient Maxburg, 25-2. Also in Western Iowa Conference girls softball tournament play in the semifinals last night, IKM Manning defeats Trainer by a 5-0 score. Logan Magnolia wins by the same count, 5-0 over Missouri Valley. They moved into the final, and in the championship game, it was Logan Magnolia winning it 2-1 over IKM Manning. In boys baseball action last night, Atlantic wins a slugfest as the Trojans out-hit Glenwood, winning 11-10. Also, West Harrison defeats Cam 7-6. Harlan over Shenandoah 8-6. It was Lewis Central 11-0 over Clarinda. Denison beat Red Oak 5-2 and 3-0 as part of a doubleheader. Creston beat St. Albert 2-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. St. Albert won the second game 5-4. It was Dallas Center Grimes over Kemper Catholic 13-0. Fremont Mills beat Stanton 12-3. Nishnabotna topping Clarinda Academy 12-2. East Mills outscored Whiting 14-10. Lennox defeats Southwest Valley 15-7. Bedford over Mount Air 9-4. Glidden Ralston beat Arweva 3-0. It was Alta Aurelia over Coon Rapids Bayard 6-3. And Orient Maxburg downs Iowa Christian Academy 8-5. That's in boys baseball play last night. In Major League Baseball, Lance Lynn came off the disabled list to pitch 6 shutout innings in his first outing since June 7th, and the St. Louis Cardinals completed a 3-game sweep last night as they beat Miami 5-1. Lynn, who had been sidelined with a strained forearm, allowed only 2 hits and lowered his earned run average to 2.84. Backup infielder Pete Cosma, who came into the game hitless in his past 21 at-bats, singled 3 times, scored twice, and drove in a run for his second RBI this year. His average rose from 0.93 to 1.40. The sweep was the first for the Cardinals in Miami since August of 2011. St. Louis moved a season-high 24 games above 500, while Miami fell a season-worst 14 games under 500. Elsewhere in the National League last night, it was the Mets over Milwaukee 2-0. The Dodgers beat Chicago 4-0. It was Colorado topping Arizona 6-4. San Francisco outslugged San Diego 13-8. Washington shut down Atlanta 7-0. Cincinnati needed 13 innings to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates by a 5-4 final. In the American League, the Chicago White Sox beat Detroit in 10 innings, 8-7. Baltimore down Boston, 8-6. Oakland doubled up Texas, 6-3. Houston blanking the New York Yankees by a 4-0 final. Well, the next goal for former Iowa basketball standout Aaron White is to make the roster. White was selected in the second round of the NBA draft last night by the Washington Wizards with the 49th overall selection. White watched the draft in his hometown in Ohio.
I mean, I think it's worth it. I mean, I broke down when I was pissed, and you know, everybody else in the room broke down, and you know, just a culmination of a lot of hard work, and I can't even put it in the words, man. I mean, it's amazing.
The Iowa coaching staff made the trip to Ohio to watch the draft with White and his family.
I mean, it means the world. I know they're busy, and we got summer stuff going on, and but you know, they've been my supporters 100%, and they have them all come out here. It just means the world. I mean, it just shows what kind of guys they are, and it's not just a cliche. I mean, they're really like, every one of them is like a father figure to me, and they've helped me this far, and they're going to help me in the future, too. I mean, if I ever need anything, I can call them and talk to them. And, you know, obviously, always be in touch with all those guys, so it means a lot that they can experience this, you know, because they are part of my family, so, it meant a lot.
White is 6'9" and weighs 220 pounds. He averaged 16.4 points and 7.3 rebounds per game as a senior. He was also one of the top free throw shooters in the nation last year. Well, the Minnesota Timberwolves went big with the first pick in the NBA draft. The T-Wolves took 6'11" Kentucky center Karl-Anthony Towns, who averaged over 10 points and almost 7 rebounds during his only season with the Wildcats. Towns is mobile and is the third Kentucky player to be selected number one overall in the past 6 years. It's the sixth straight year that a freshman was taken number one. Looking at the other top 10 picks, the L.A. Lakers chose second, and they grabbed Ohio State freshman point guard D'Angelo Russell. He averaged over 19 points a game in his only season with the Buckeyes. The Philadelphia 76ers used the third pick to take 6'11" Duke center Jahlil Okafor. He averaged 18 points and 9 boards a game and was the ACC Player of the Year. The Knicks solicited groans from the crowd at Brooklyn's Barclays Center by taking 19-year-old forward Kristaps Porzingis of Latvia at number 4. He's a 7'1", 220-pound power forward with length and athleticism who owns a decent outside shot. The Orlando Magic chose a Croatian shooting guard by the name of Mario Hezonja with the number 5 pick. He's a 6'8" player believed to be a threat from beyond the arc. Sacramento took 7-foot center Willie Cauley-Stein from Kentucky at number 6. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. With the 7th pick, the Denver Nuggets took Dallas point guard Emmanuel Mudiay as he bypassed college to play with a Chinese team. He originally committed to attend SMU before turning pro overseas. At number 8, the Detroit Pistons drafted Arizona's 6'6" forward Stanley Johnson. He played just one season with the Wildcats. Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets, in search of some scoring punch while missing the playoffs in 9 of 11 seasons, took Wisconsin center Frank Kaminsky. He's the Associated Press Player of the Year, who averaged over 18 points and 8 rebounds a game for the national champion runner-up Badgers. He was the only senior taken in the top 10. Also at number 10, the Miami Heat took Duke small forward Justice Winslow. He averaged over 12 points and 6.5 rebounds a game for the national champions. Kentucky set a record with 4 players taken with lottery picks. Karl-Anthony Towns at number 1, Willie Cauley-Stein at 6, Trey Lyles to Utah at number 12, and Devin Booker to Phoenix at number 13. And prep forward Brady Ernst says he'll play for Iowa State next season. Ernst, who is 6'9" and 215 pounds, is the first recruit for new coach Steve Prohm. He's from Clinton. Ernst adds depth to the Cyclones' front court, which is talented but thin beyond George Niang, Jameel McKay, and Abdel Nader. Ernst tore the ACL in his right knee in late February, but he tells the Associated Press that he'll be able to resume basketball activities by late August at the earliest. Ernst averaged 17 points and 13 rebounds a game last season and was the state's top-rated recruit, according to the website Prep Hoops Iowa. Ernst had offers from a number of Missouri Valley schools, including Northern Iowa. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.